Obviously, this franchise, known as the Monsters of the Midway, personality built by guys like Butkus, Hampton, Marshall, even recently Brian Urlacher. It was a defense that always was nasty and played the game really hard.
You talk about the great history here, but the fact of the matter is this franchise has been to the playoffs five times in the last 23 years. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done here. And rectifying the defense will be, you know, one of the major things we got to get down.
All right, I know. Just make a movement and he'll come. That's it. Exactly right.
Players, they love the way you teach. What do you do that gets their attention?
I think the key is trying to make the complicated look simple. Try and improve their overall football knowledge and then get into the details of the assignments and techniques of the calls.
Last few years in San Francisco were great for you defensively in the Niners. I think it was four consecutive top five finishes with the defense. Was it the coaching or was it the players?
It was players, but I'd like to think that we did a good job with those players and did the right things for that group of players and played a style of defense and called the game that was conducive for them succeeding both as individuals and as a unit. And that's what coaching's all about.
29 years now in this league. What's the most important thing you've learned in that time?
It's not what you do, it's how you do it. Everybody has good players, good coaches. The teams that separate themselves besides the obvious talent is the teams that execute, play the game the right way, attention to details, play the game hard.
You've been with the expansion Panthers, then you were with the expansion Texans, the Colts, the Niners, and the amazing thing, Coach, is that in that first year, there's been a dramatic improvement under Vic Fangio. How do you do it?
You know, number one, it's players. You gotta have good players to have a dramatic improvement. And then you gotta have players that dedicate themselves, buy in, and do the things you're asking them to do. So it all works together as one. You know, hopefully, you know, the coaching is 10% of that.
When people talk about Fangio, they say he takes average players and turns them into Pro Bowlers. How do you do it?
We've tried to make the system conducive to what the players can do best, and it's flourished for some guys.
Don't forget, don't just bench press. That's it.
When you've had the success that you've had, is it easier to get players to buy in?
I think so initially, but ultimately, you got to do well. You know, if we're not playing good here, if the defense doesn't look much different than it's looked the past few years, I'm sure there'll be some doubt.
What was it about the Bears job that appealed to Vic Fangio?
Number one, ownership, you know, Ryan Pace, John Fox, you know, the people that you're working under, you know, you got to feel good about that. You know, you got to want to come to work and that you're in a good environment.
Coaches get so wrapped up in the game, in their job. Coach, have you had a chance to sit back and think about what you've accomplished and what more you want to do?
You think back, wow, where's the time gone? You know, and there's been good times, which you've alluded to, but hey, I've been involved with some bad defenses too, so been able to sustain, and now things are good. I'm happy to be here with the Bears, and hopefully we got good years ahead of us here.